private control of land use. The most common private controls of land use are deed covenants, conditions and restrictions, CC&R, and Property Owner Association POA regulations. The style and appearance requirements of improvements are set by covenants, garages facing the rear of the property, etc. CC&R are found in a recorded document called a Declaration of Restrictions, and are imposed by the grantor, who is usually the developer of the subdivision. Violation can result in civil court action brought by other property owners who are bound by the same deed restrictions. The court will issue an injunction to enforce the restrictions. In some cases, both deed restrictions and zoning can exist. If this is true, whichever is the most restrictive or limiting must be obeyed. Deed restrictions are usually permanent and in most cases, do not expire. They control present and future owners and tenants. Water rights. Riparian rights are the rights that an owner has to use water from a river or a stream on or next to a property. Littoral rights are the rights to use water from a lake, ocean or sea on or next to property. The water may be used for domestic purposes and may not be contaminated. The flow of the water may not be interrupted. The right to use water is a valuable asset and in many states, it is not an automatic right. These rights do not allow a claim of ownership of the water, and the state may refuse to grant water rights if there is a scarcity or shortage of water. For non-navigable waters, landowners may own to the middle of the body of water. For navigable waters, landowners own to the vegetation line. In Texas, most surface water is owned by the state.